Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of Elmira Baptist Church, located about halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Pastor Scott, and you have found me on Friday, November 5th, 2021. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 commands us, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And this entire month of November, we will be focusing on thanksgiving, gratitude, building a habit of gratitude, or if you've built that habit, refreshing and refocusing that habit of gratitude. So let's think about that event in Jesus' life where he healed the 10 lepers. Luke 17:16 tells us that only one of those lepers returned, fell down on his face at his feet, giving Jesus thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So as I mentioned, this verse comes from that well-known incident where Jesus healed 10 lepers, but only one returned to give him thanks. And that one was a Samaritan. I remind you of this because November is the month that we set aside a day to express our gratitude. I once thought that such setting aside days was silly. After all, shouldn't we give thanks the other 11 months of the year? And it is true that we should always give thanks. Yet when we set aside a particular time, a particular season to do so, it reminds us and trains us to be grateful. Because, as the story of the Samaritan leper reminds us, it is all too easy to receive good things from God and forget to say thank you. So let me encourage you in November to be grateful, intentionally grateful. Watch for God's blessings in your life and thank him. Look for people whom you can thank. Especially this month, be attuned to ways that you can say thank you to God and others. Develop a new attitude of gratitude and then keep that spirit throughout the year. A month of thanksgiving can lead to an entire year of gratefulness. Well, it's time for our Elmira and You book review. Again, you may not want to read every book that I suggest, but I want to use this weekly review of a book that I have read to expose you to good books. And remember, you don't have to literally read books anymore. You can have a book read to you using audiobooks. So if you have a long commute, let me suggest that you find a way to get some of those books on your smartphone or on your audio device in your car and listen as you commute. Now, today's choice is actually a book you could give away for Christmas to someone who's not a Christian but has some interest, or maybe they have no interest. The title of the book is Cold Case Christianity, A Homicide Detective Investigates the Claims of the Gospel by Warner Wallace. What I like about this is it's an easy read. The author was once a homicide detective. And so he looks at various methods that homicide detectives use to crack cases. And then he applies some of those same methods to examine the truth of the Bible and its dependability. And he finds that the Bible is remarkably dependable. The message of the Gospels in particular, which is his focus, the message of the Gospels in particular, is amazingly unified. And this book has been a help to me. It's an easy read. It's interesting because he has some homicide cases in it, some of the ones he's investigated, maybe others have investigated as well. And he brings in church history. He brings in other preachers, their comments, just to give a great defense and apologetic for God's word that Jesus is real, that he really rose from the dead, that Jesus is God. There's only about 260 pages of reading, plus there's an appendix that includes witnesses and resources that suggest other books that you could read if you want to investigate certain topics more fully. And then Sometimes I suggest only reading a chapter or two of a book, but in this case, I would suggest reading all the chapters. It's just that good. So again, that book is Cold Case Christianity, A Homicide Detective Investigates the Claims of the Gospel by Warner Wallace. This has been Elmira and You for Friday, November 5th, 2021. I hope that you will join us this Sunday. We'll meet at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship. We'll live stream that morning worship. Also at 5 o'clock for evening worship, and we'll live stream that evening worship as well. We also meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays for a time of Bible study and prayer. And we meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me next week for another edition of Elmira and You. And don't forget to be thankful for God's blessings today.